This is the Steve Gruber Show. Sitting in today for Steve is Scott Bertram.
Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve here on the Steve Gruber Show. On this Wednesday, thank you for being there. Thank you for joining us. Here in the program, this portion of the show brought to you by Fresh Start Tax Solutions. Don't get caught with your taxes in chaos. Get on top of them today. Fresh Start Tax Solutions is here to help. Chris McClatcher has 25 years of experience helping people just like you. Go to stevegruber.com, click on the Fresh Start banner to find out more. Scott Bertram in for Steve on the Steve Gruber Show, joined now by John Milkovich, an attorney, Democratic state senator in Louisiana, author of the new book, Robert Mueller, Errand Boy for the New World Order. Find it at Amazon.com and elsewhere. And also find him on Twitter at John_Milkovich. John, thank you for joining us here on the Steve Gruber Show.
Yes, thank you so much, Scott, for having me. And by the way, just I don't know that I have a Twitter following, and maybe somebody else, but I don't even know how to do Twitter. I don't know.
Okay, well then, don't follow.
we're just going to start the show with truth. We're going to end with truth, and hopefully we're going to have a bunch of truth in the middle. Scott.
Good. So before we get going on the book, tell people about your background and how you got to where you are today.
Well, listen, I serve in the Louisiana Senate, and that's a fancy way of saying I'm a small cog in the governmental machine. But you know, we're just ordinary citizen. Grew up working on cattle ranches in Montana. My wife and I have a mom and pop law firm where we, with God's help, help working families. So I'm pretty ordinary. I'm just kind of a ordinary person. But I am one that believes that, you know, in Christ we can do all things. So that means that ordinary people are capable of extraordinary things.
So how does an ordinary guy like you get around to writing a book like this?
What a great question. Listen, I felt led of the Lord. It occurred to me, well, maybe I can just jump into the substance of it very quickly.
Sure.
If you allow me. By the way, if I start boring, you stop me. But, you know, the big picture, I think, Scott, is that we have been presented by the mainstream media this image of Robert Mueller as a Brooks Brother icon, a knight in white shining armor, a Eagle Scout, straight arrow, Dudley Do-Right. And it's just remarkable that if you look at his career, he's a, what we say in the book, a chronic collaborator, Whitey Bulger gang. That's Whitey Bulger's Irish Mafia reign of terror in Boston for about 19 years. A bunch of people ended up dead. FBI agents protected this mafia kingpin. And in fact, some writers claim and assert that crooked FBI agents assisted Whitey Bulger in the cover-up and commission of murders. Well, what's this got to do with Robert Mueller? Robert Mueller was right in the middle of the Whitey Bulger homicidal reign of terror, geographically and temporally. He was either the assistant U.S. attorney and then later the U.S. attorney in Boston for a period of over 4 years. During that time period, he didn't lift a finger, didn't raise his voice, didn't hit a lick on a snake to stop Whitey Bulger while he was killing people with the help of the FBI. We can move on to Pan Am 103, that horrific, you're too young to remember this, Scott, I'm sure. Pan Am 103 was that horrific bombing of a plane flying from London to America in 1988. It was blown up by a bomb. 270 people lost their lives. And it was known, the international intelligence community, including American CIA agents, knew, the rank and file agents knew almost immediately who had done it. Some actually, and this is scary, knew ahead of time what was happening. But basically, the bombing was committed by Ahmed Jibril, a terrorist, with the help of Mansour Al-Qassar, who was a drug dealer from the Mideast that was trafficking heroin into America and had established a network and kind of a pipeline of crooked baggage handlers that would put dope on flights to America. And Al-Qassar helped Jibril get the bomb on board using his baggage handler network. And the CIA, some rogue operatives with the CIA had their fingerprints on this. The CIA had been helping Al-Qassar, the drug dealer, bring heroin into America. Figure that one out. By the way, it's documented extensively in multiple writers. And in addition to that, there was an American hero on that flight, among others, many, I'm sure. U.S. Army Major Charles McKee was actually flying on that flight from London to America to blow the whistle on the CIA's involvement in the Alcazar drug ring. So basically, in a nutshell, you had Jibril, who did the bombing, Alcazar, who gave him the baggage handler pipeline to get the bomb on board, and then the CIA, who knew it was going to happen but didn't stop it. In fact, they gave the go-ahead to agents on the ground to let it happen. So what happens is Mueller gets involved in the investigation, and instead of what happens to Jibril, the terrorist bomber, by the way, he got paid by Iran $11 million to do the bombing. That's documented. He gets a pass. Alcazar, the drug dealer that helped him get the bomb on board, he gets a get-out-of-jail-free card. The CIA agent and this isn't the whole agency. This was some operatives. I hope a small number. I don't know for sure. But so the CIA operatives that let it happen, that allowed Charles McKee and 269 other people to be killed because McKee was going to blow the whistle on a CIA-assisted drug operation. What happens to them? Not a thing. That's Robert Mueller investigates, and the guilty go free, and the innocent get persecuted. He scapegoated two Libyan intelligence officers who had about as much to do with the bombing as a sixth-grade PE teacher in Des Moines, Iowa. We can move on to BCCI. By the way, stop me if I'm getting boring.
Yeah, let me squeeze in here because I want to make sure we get to another question before we got to break away. So we hear this background. We hear what you've written in the book. What is Robert Mueller doing now? I mean, why is he involved in this investigation? What do you think the end game is?
Well, great question. It goes right to listen. Robert Mueller is a company man. He's part of the deep state globalist insider machine that includes the former presidents. They want to take out Donald Trump. President Trump is a wrecking ball. He's against destroying American trade. He's against destroying America's borders with uncontrolled immigration. He is for preserving America's freedom, independence, and sovereignty. He's not playing ball with the Bushes, the Obamas, and the Clintons. He's saying, I'm going to do what I think is right for America. And listen, whether you agree with everything he does, no one does, including himself. I'm sure he's second-guessed some of the decisions he's made. He's probably been chewed out by Melania. She's part of the dream team. He is fighting for America. And these people don't want America to succeed. They want America, according to many, many writers and analysts, they want America to be part of a socialist one-world government. And if you have people like Donald Trump, the maverick, the cowboy, the outsider, who are fighting for America's independence, he's in the way.
All right. The book, again, is Robert Mueller, Errand Boy for the New World Order. Find it at Amazon.com and elsewhere. John Milkovich is the author and also a Louisiana Democratic State Senator. John, thank you so much for joining us this morning on the Steve Gruber Show. Appreciate it.
Hey, Scott, thank you so much for having me on, and you have a wonderful day. Thank you for what you're doing for democracy and standing up for freedom in America. We thank God for our journalists that have the courage to say the truth, tell us the truth about what's going on.
Thank you, John. Appreciate it so much. Have a wonderful Christmas.
Thank you, Scott.
Thank you. We'll come back. A little more audio from yesterday. The fallout, the aftermath of that conversation in the Oval Office between Trump, Pelosi, Schumer. That and more on the Steve Gruber Show.
Imagine the life you want to lead. Enjoying your kids. Enjoying your retirement. There's only one problem. You can't because you owe the IRS. Or maybe there are some unfiled tax returns. Don't wait for the IRS to file lien, seize your income, or empty your bank account. Hope is only a phone call away. I'm Chris McGlashier from Fresh Start Tax Solutions. We're here in Michigan. Call my team of experts at 269-969-9752 or go to stevegruber.com to find us.
Michigan residents are targeted for identity theft more often than the rest of the country. It's a fact. But did you know the Michigan Chamber has an identity theft protection solution designed to help Michigan Chamber members and their employees? It's true. And it's the best data protection you can get today. There are only two kinds of people, those that have had their data stolen and those that will. The Michigan Chamber is here to help you defend yourself and your employees from getting robbed. Go to stevegruber.com. Click on the Michigan Chamber logo to learn more and get started. Protect yourself with the Michigan Chamber Identity Theft Protection Solution.
School spring fling. Hey, where we at? Where we at?
A
All right, I've gone through all the tracks. Just move through the beats. Do your thing.
All right, everyone, let's hear it for West High's own Brooke Turner, a.k.a. DJ Rook.
Scratching up my first school dance takes confidence. So we're getting into college. I've got what it takes. Okay, I went through the practice sessions. I slept good. I feel good.
We will now begin the test. Please take out your pencils.
I got this.
We're all good at something. Maybe it's breakdancing or skateboarding or video games. Whatever you're good at, you had the skills to make it happen. And those same skills will help us get to college. Visit knowhowtogo.org to learn what you should be doing right now to prepare for college. Start taking the steps at knowhowtogo.org.
I've got what it takes. So do you.
Brought to you by the American Council on Education, Lumina Foundation, and the Ad Council.